Los Angeles homeowner got quite a surprise while cleaning out her garage this week when she opened an old freezer and saw 20 sticks of live dynamite inside. Discovery prompted a response from the L.A. Police Department bomb squad, led to the evacuation of nearby homes in the Valley Glen neighborhood, while authorities worked to safely remove said explosives. Homeowner told officers she had no idea the dynamite was there. The freezer had been in the garage for years and was purchased when she and her late husband first moved into the home. Investigators believe the explosives may have belonged to her late husband, who passed in 2014, although authorities have not confirmed exactly how long they'd been stored there. Speaking through a police spokesman, they said all the dynamite remained stable and fortunately did not detonate because it was still live. However, he warned that if all 20 sticks had exploded, the blast could have caused significant damage in the surrounding neighborhood. Homeowner told officers she had no idea the dynamite was inside the freezer. According to reports, she said the appliance had been in the home since she and her husband purchased it years ago. She believes the explosives may have belonged to him, though authorities have not publicly explained why he might have had access to all that dynamite. Police have not identified the homeowner.
The other thing is, her husband died in 12 years ago. In 12 years, you have not once looked in the freezer. I mean, there's a lot of things I ignore in my house. I don't know if I could go 12 years. Like, wonder what's in the freezer in our garage.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good or bad, what image will you always remember seeing? 206-803-ROD.
I mean, you're right, but I feel like the garage freezer sometimes, there's just stuff in there.
There is. I mean, look, if you're going to ignore anything, that's probably it. It's just crazy to me that 12 years after your husband passed, you finally got around to opening the thing. Like, oh my God.
I miss it. Had she just not opened it, or she just never really cleaned it out?
I don't know.
I guess she hadn't opened it.
I don't know if it was a chest freezer. I don't know if it was a refrigerator that had a freezer on top and the dynamite was up. I don't know.
I feel like I would assume they were sausages.
That would have ended poorly for you.
Yes, it would have.
But I have to tell you, he ate a stick of dynamite. Not on purpose.
Well, I mean, once I picked them, but if I just looked in there and there was red logs.
Like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, what kind of sausage did he leave us?
Throw it on the grill.
Good or bad, what image will you always remember seeing? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So in the 80s, down in Oregon, they didn't have MiniServe yet. You had to give the attendant your cash or card, and they would pump the fuel for you. So I pulled into a station, and I believe it was Hood River, and there's a kid pumping fuel into the back of a car, one of those cars with the license plate in the middle of the back of the car, covers the fuel cap. He's pumping fuel away, and some guy in a big RV can't wait till he can just pull straight in, so he pulls past it and backs in too far and broke both that kid's legs.
Oh, man. Damn.
Wow. Okay.
Now, what do you do? Do you just have to get your gas?
I heard him break. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. As soon as I got my fuel, I was on my way out, and the ambulance is already rolling in.
I couldn't have got out of there fast
enough.
Okay.
Here I come to save the day. What does it sound like when the legs break? Is it a snap? Is it a crunch?
Well, more of a crunch.
Okay. Did he just fall to the ground, I guess?
Yeah, he collapsed.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Goddamn. Yeah.
Wow.
I got out of there as fast as I could. A lot of heroics today.
Yeah. Legs break. It's not that bad. I saw a guy snap his Achilles. It was loud. But, like, it didn't stay burned to my image. I didn't even think about it until that guy just brought it up.
Mm-hmm. But how did he snap? Is this a sport?
Hey, he was playing hoops.
Okay. That's still kind of weird to see, but I feel like that guy's story is more prone to stay etched in my head because an RV backed into
it. There was a dude benching in college, and his pec snapped. It snapped in half. And you could hear him scream. I mean, you heard like a pop, and then, and then the bar fell on him. Yeah. You know, like the whole deal. I mean, it was just a clonk, 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 the whole deal. Because he didn't have.
No more strain.
No, he didn't need to put the locks on. Nobody did when you're benching. You never see. It was like a tennis ball in like on the chest.
Yeah.
And then a tennis ball on the shoulder. So it was like two
big
balls.
And what,
did they have
to hold them back together?
Exactly.
Jesus.
I mean, that was one of those things. And it was summer, so there was really nobody in the weight room. There was, you know, like a handful of us. So it was just one of the – so obviously all of us there, all hands on deck, had to help this guy. But
are you good about not making it? Like, oh, I mean, can you keep it together in those moments? Because when something first happens, you just respond to it. You know?
I mean, walking up and not understanding what had happened.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what happened. You know, like I'd never. Yeah. I did not know. I didn't know what was going on. It was just, I'd never seen anything like that in my life. I'm like, what in the hell happened? You know?
Good or bad, what image will you always remember seeing? 206-803-ROCK.
Real quick, you're talking about putting the clamps on there.
Yeah.
Right, so DeMatha now has a separate building. The weight room, I mean, it looks like a, I don't know, like a small college, right? But when I was there, it was just in the bottom. It was like in a room in the back of the basketball gym.
All right.
So there was set time, especially if you were testing or whatever, that like the football team would be in there, right? Freshman team, like, so we had to get a kid. He was an All-American in hoops. So I think his head was in the right place, but he was in there when the football players were in there. And he didn't have much on there. I don't know, like maybe like a 25 on each side, but yeah. Same thing. He couldn't lift it. And when that weight fell off and he didn't have on the clamps and that bar shot across, I mean, I don't think he went on to play in the NBA. I don't think he ever got chewed out as bad as he got chewed out by the one football coach that was in there.
Yeah.
Just like, get the F out of here. This is what you basketball players should be in here. You guys don't even need to F and lift.
Right.
So, I mean, I know Miles, this guy got hurt, but when you, I don't know if you've ever seen it in person, that bar comes swinging back.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, holy.
It's like, thump, thump.
Yeah, right. Kind of funny.
Yeah, obviously. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo!
Okay. It was circa 1981, high school, locker room stuff. It was a bit disturbing because they decided to mandate showers.
Okay. Jesus, this is starting bad.
Mm-hmm. So... yeah, and I, oh, by the way, I appreciate you guys. I retired a year ago, and I sit in the garage working my car and listen to you every day.
Oh, nice. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
So, yeah.
Back to my horrible story.
So the image burned,
just a quick aside.
The image burned in your brain was what, 30 naked dudes?
I wanted to lighten it up a little bit. yeah, so our gym teacher and... I hate to go stereotype, but I'm going to go stereotype. His method of getting everybody to shower was to take off all his clothes and prance around the locker room.
But he stripped naked and pranced around the locker room.
And encourage everybody to get naked, yeah.
I don't know if that'd be my move.
No. I'm sure he didn't teach for very long after that.
I'm going to guess sooner or later he was showed up on the news.
Yeah, but you know, at that time, I think you could get away with it.
Well,
it burned in my mind.